Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Petty's here. Sarah, it's right. That's Sarah. Sarah is a small business owner just like you. She's an entrepreneur, probably just like you. She's the founder of The Joy of Marketing. She's the co-author of Worth Every Penny, an outstanding book I encourage you to check out and endorse fully. And she's our good friend, Sarah Petty. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Sarah is also a mom. She has a young daughter, at least. I know she's got more than one child, but this particular day, we're going to talk about an experience, Sarah, that your daughter had recently.
Yes.
How old
two
is your
of
daughter?
My daughters.
Oh,
well,
oh,
I have
oh,
two.
Oh, both yep. daughters. Okay. So
both
so,
daughters were part of this. Yep, they're 9 and 12.
9 and 12. Just not quite... Not quite to the age where you want to pinch their heads off, right?
No, we're in that sweet spot that right
sweet
now.
Sweet spot, right? The tweener. They call them the tweeners.
Yeah, exactly.
So enjoy that while it's there, by the way. But anyway.
I am.
So so now, what happened?
Well, for Christmas, my kids had been begging for Taylor Swift tickets.
Tell the audience who Taylor Swift is, in case there's one, you know, old curmudgeon out there who's been in a cave for the last 10 years, who's Taylor Swift?
Well, Taylor Swift is probably one of the biggest mega country music stars, and really she's crossed over into pop, too.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, back when I was a kid...
I like her stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she's selling albums faster than the Beatles.
Yeah.
And meeting her would be like meeting Michael Jackson or Madonna.
Let's make sure I want to back up because I want to give her plenty of credit. This is a person, a young person. She's probably not even 20 yet, but for last is she okay? Boy,
yeah.
Time flies, doesn't it? But for the last several years, I mean, starting when she was just a little teenager, she was writing world class songs and making them. And winning awards and selling zillions of records as a little kid, and she's and so that's where she is. She's a mega country star now at 23.
Yeah,
on her own material. That's what I'm excited about for her.
Yeah,
so she's worthy of our respect as entrepreneurs. If nothing else, go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, because she was like 13, 14, begging her dad to move from the East Coast to Nashville. Mm-hmm. He was an executive for Merrill Lynch and was able to transfer. And she got a development deal with, I think, RCA, and they didn't want her to sing her music. They wanted to put her in this canned, you know, pop.
They wanted to make another Britney Spears out of her.
Yeah.
God forbid.
And she said no, walked away from a deal.
Mm.
And until she found somebody that would let her do what she wanted. I mean, that takes a vision. That is
that's
a
right.
true marketer.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew what she wanted to do.
Well, see, that's the entrepreneurial part of this.
Yeah,
she knew
brilliant.
What her North Star was, and she stuck to it.
Exactly. So my kids got this, you know, begged for these tickets. So the cousins got it, their friend got it. So we had a group of six girls and three moms.
A lot of her music, was, especially early on, was written toward young girls. The young girls and, you know, with boyfriends and things like that. So it was a lot of bubblegum stuff that was really, as I say, I even like some of it. Go ahead. So.
Well, it's so cute because the new stuff, her new album, she wrote a song about a boyfriend. It said, "We're never, ever, ever getting back together." And then a reviewer wrote a mean column about her, and she wrote a song, "Why Do You Have to Be So Mean?" And it's just stuff kids can all relate to. And in
right.
her concert, she even said, "Look, when you're an adult, doesn't matter how old you are, someone's always going to pick on you."
Right.
And she said, "I wrote this song for one of them." And it just, it gives the kids such a great feeling of, okay, if Taylor Swift gets picked on.
Right.
And yeah, just a really great role model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her sponsors are like Keds.
Wow.
I mean, talk about squeaky clean, mm-hmm. rock star. You know, she has Keds, the All-American tennis shoe. Geez, right. I'm sure
I wore kids when I was a kid. They've been around a long time. So what happened? Your girls wanted to wanted to be able to meet her, right?
Well, absolutely. Every kid wants to meet her, touch her autograph. Well, I saw Taylor Swift on an interview with Barbara Walters at the end of the year, and she said, every concert, we have spotters going around picking the most excited fans, the ones who are engaged. We invite them backstage after the concert to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew this, and I thought, okay, if you're in a stadium with 50,000 people or an arena.
Screaming tweeners
and
teenagers.
And it's pitch black. How are you going to get to be one of those 5 or 10 people picked? So my husband's an architect, so he has some good cutting skills mm-hmm. with an X-Acto knife. He does models, mm-hmm. house models.
Don't worry, folks. This is not going to hurt the girls. Go ahead.
Yes. So we built big, huge signs, 20 by 30, where the poster board, you know, the foam core we bought, that cut out and said Red, which is the name of her album, mm-hmm. a heart and a 13. So each girl had these huge letters, and then we illuminated them with battery-operated, like, Christmas lights, basically. And you can
that's not over the top at all, Sarah.
And you can see the pictures and read about it on our blog at thejoyofmarketing.com if you want to see what it actually looked like.
Right.
But we got there, and I just wanted the girls to have a great time. So I didn't really tell them what my plan was because, you know, then they get their hopes up.
Right.
And we had some problems. You have to buy smaller groups. We couldn't all sit together. So the first song, we kind of all migrated them together. So when she came out, they were just so excited. Couldn't sit down. And a lady came up and started talking to him. And I was kind of standing back. And I thought, oh, no, the kids are in trouble. So I walked over and I said, you know, is everything okay? And she handed me a slip of paper that said, you and your group have been invited backstage to meet Taylor Swift.
Wow.
And it was so loud. They didn't know what was
going on.
And I said, really? Yes, the very first song. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is crazy that, you know, we marketed right back to her as she was marketing to us. So it was very exciting.
Well, it's a way of engaging people and just it's an example of this person, this rock star, basically, country superstar, that understands the concept of a customer.
She does.
And the concept of doing something exciting that everybody else will get excited about.
Exactly. And we talk about this in entrepreneurs all the time, that you don't have to treat everybody the same. Mm-hmm. Everybody has bigger fans, and you've got to treat them better.
Right, exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna squeeze some more lessons out of this Taylor Swift concert with our good friend Sarah Petty after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.